You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Stephanie Patsalis, the author of Greek Chick Cuisine and a champion for the movement of Greek cuisine into mainstream American culture. Her warm, authentic connection with audiences combined with world-class cooking talent creates an atmosphere of encouragement and support for aspiring cooks from beginners to professionals. Stephanie, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Yes, thank you, Eric, for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So how did you get interested in the culinary world and Mediterranean diet?
Well, you know, it's interesting you asked that question because it was actually chosen for me. Being a part of a large Greek family from the mainland, Kalamata, Greece, my grandmother, it seemed like everybody cooked together. So at an early age, we just all joined in and didn't know anything different, since hospitality and entertaining and cooking a large amount of foods was just part of our way of life. So that taking that on, it just was, you know, wonderful cooking with my grandmother. And we always say phyllo wrangling is in every Greek's blood. And then I, left and took, you know, on my professional life, because every Greek family wants you to do something other than going into a restaurant. So we all, after college and after working for years, moved back and started my own cooking school, which that's really kind of that got me serious about that. I really love to educate and show people how to cook, and then took on different levels, you know, hence now the cookbook.
Well, tell me about the educational video campaign you're working on with the Hellenic American Family Foundation.
Well, how that started is, after I decided to write a cookbook on the Mediterranean diet, and I realized nobody was really cooking Greek food at home. Everybody knew their favorite Greek restaurant. They'd think Italian, Mexican, but not Greek. So they felt Greek food was difficult. The cookbook was great. It was a beautiful, full picture cookbook. I'll teach at Whole Foods, but having them actually make the Mediterranean diet at home wasn't really transferring, you know, at the, you know, home level. So we came up on a campaign for the Mediterranean diet to start this healthy way of eating. Since we're all, you know, the emergence of Greek yogurt, that now everybody is, you know, took stand up and noticed that, you know, this is a healthy diet. And the Simply Greek video has been wonderful with this foundation. It's been a great campaign to say, this is easy, here's some DVDs. It's wonderful to cook Greek food. It's simple, and we named it Simply Greek. We got away from the Greek chic cuisine part to the Simply Greek to make it just more mainstream and easy.
Can you give me an example of a holiday menu that you've prepared using some of the recipes from your book?
Well, some of the recipes, and I just want to add more about the video. This video is so great because it does help families in need, but it also works with sponsors of great that are importers or distributors throughout America with a wonderful Greek brand. So it's also giving back. So the DVD is just not it's an educational campaign in Mediterranean diet, but also with all the sponsors involved, and Whole Foods was the first to jump on board with this. It's been wonderful. And the more sponsors, the better, because they also, if you see you're in the grocery aisle, you don't know exactly what are the Greek brands. So it's becoming more mainstream, as we know with, you know, all the yogurts that we have. So to answer your question about a holiday menu, I did cook for 4 days nonstop for the family. And what I believe and what I take out that I love out of, I do like a beautiful array of lots of food, more of the lots of appetizers, lots of the main dish. And so some of the things I always start with is the tzatziki dip, which is made with the Greek yogurt, which is high in protein. For me, it's a palate cleanser. Most people think it's on your gyro or gyro, but we in Greece, we eat it as a starter of every meal. And so that's a, you know, we serve that with a side of meatballs, which have mint in them. And those are wonderful. Shrimp a la Santorini, which is a nice, beautiful, light white wine and dill onion shrimp baked with feta cheese over, it's called orzo pasta. And then I do a walnut salmon, which is an original for my cookbook. It is, I take a whole salmon and the mixture of baklava, which is a nut, cinnamon, ground clove, and a little bit of sugar. And that's the mixture for the layers of baklava. But I took it to a Greek-American version, and I encrust the whole salmon in that and bake it. So it's a sweet and savory. And that's always, and it's, you know, very healthy, but it just gives that salmon that extra flavor. And then we love, of course, the tiropitas, the cheese triangles, the spanakopita, and lots of Greek desserts. Those are the labor-intensive part.
And those sound very delicious. We are joined by Stephanie Patsalis, the author of Greek Chick Cuisine and a champion for the movement of Greek cuisine into mainstream American culture here on the Entrepreneurial Fit Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What is the best piece of advice you would give in regards to the home cooking enthusiast?
What I would say is jump in without a fear of mistake and have fun cooking, no matter what cuisine it is. The Greek, you know, cuisine, people think it's difficult and challenging. Just jump in, grab a recipe, and make it your own. When I'm teaching at Whole Foods, I always tell them, if you don't like something, don't add it. Add a little less or more, but create your own and with a fearless cooking and enjoyment. So I think that's the best piece of advice. And cook things that you like, something that you would enjoy eating, because if you enjoy eating it, you'll want to enjoy making it. If it's something that you just want to challenge yourself to, then it'll be difficult. So I think simple cooking is the best.
Excellent. And how about telling our listeners where they can be, not only be in touch with you online, but to get more information and to consider the purchase of your book, The Greek Chick Cuisine?
Let's see. You can go to simplygreekbystephanie.com, where there's the cookbook. You'll see a variety of videos and of all the tutorial videos of me cooking in the kitchen with a lot of the recipes from the cookbook, which is supplemental free for the cookbook. It makes it easy, especially when the fear of using phyllo. Simply Greek by Stephanie is the best place to go for everything.
Stephanie, in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthier or fit?
I think following the Mediterranean diet is just a wonderful lifestyle that you don't have to challenge yourself too much. You just think more of fish, fruits, vegetables, and vegetables that have a lot of, you know, seasonings to enjoy. Implementing the Greek yogurt. Instead of sweets, we use fruit, we use honey. Instead of syrup, we use a lot of nuts. So just back to the basics and really try to, you know, do some research on the Mediterranean diet and simply put it into your everyday routine. I know people are using the yogurt. Add a little cinnamon that has health benefits, a little honey, and less meat. I think that, you know, in the Mediterranean diet, we eat meat maybe once a week, if that, but it's very clean eating. So I think I think not calling it a Mediterranean lifestyle as opposed to a diet would be more so.
Fabulous information. We've been speaking with Stephanie Patsalis, the author of Greek Chick Cuisine and a champion for the movement of Greek cuisine into mainstream American culture. Her warm, authentic connection with audiences combined with world-class cooking talent creates an atmosphere of encouragement and support for aspiring cooks from beginners to professionals. And the website of reference, once again, is simply GreekByStephanie.com. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthier and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.